Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of mind power. Well, it's Friday and are you all ready to just go and have a weekend of fun or just if nothing else, relax? Well, I can totally empathize with that. However, we have got a wonderful, wonderful author today. Her book is called The 5-Minute Miracle. It's discovering the personal healing symbols that can help you solve your problems, whatever might be in front of you. My guest today is Tara Springett. And Tara, we're talking to you. Are you in the UK?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Hi, Donna.
Hello. I'm so delighted that you're able to be with us, and I know it's quite late. What, about 11 o'clock at night there in the UK?
Yes, it is 11 o'clock.
Yes. So you are just so generous in staying up so that you can talk with my audience and share your great understanding. Now, you have a master's degree in education and you have a number of different postgraduate qualifications as a psychotherapist. You have been involved with working with meditation and assisting people that want to explore this modality to make their lives better, and interacting as a counselor with people for over 20 years. But there was a very, very special experience that you went through. I believe it was in 1997 that you say in your book, changed your life forever. Would you share that with my audience?
Yes. So what happened at the time is that I've been a counselor for roughly 9 years, and I was getting a little bit despondent with it because, you know, I tried to help my clients and I got some successes, but, you know, I didn't go as well as I wished. And I also had my own problems. I suffered from some kind of sadness or mild depression, and I tried every method under the sun to get rid of this problem, and I couldn't find the solution. And I sent out prayers to my higher power, and I asked for a method to get rid of this problem. And I felt if I would find, you know, something that would help myself, I could help my clients so much better. And so I really, really wished for that. And I felt like I could solve any problem if I could solve that problem. So it was really, really difficult. And so I did quite a few prayers at the time, and I didn't only pray for myself, I prayed really for everybody. I wanted to help my clients. I said, you know, if I can help myself, I can help them.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, just out of the blue, this method that I've called higher consciousness healing just popped up in my mind, and it was so clear and elaborated that I thought, oh, I just remember that. I read that in one of my books. So I went to my bookshelf, and I pulled out all these books and tried to find the methods. And I felt like, no, I can't find it. So, well, okay, maybe it's just an idea. Okay, I try it out. And so I did. And lo and behold, it really helped me. It dissolved this stubborn problem of sadness very quickly. And so then I went to my husband, who tries everything that I come up with, which is very good of him, and I said, do you want to try this too? And so he said, yes. So we tried that with him, and he had some anxieties over money, and that was very quickly resolved too. And then I thought, oh, this is really nice, so let's ask some of my other friends. And very quickly, they had very good results too. And then I thought, wow, this seems to be a good method. You know, I didn't in the beginning thought, oh, this is a wonderful method. I just thought this is just one of my ideas. And so as time went on, I tried it with more and more people, with more and more problems, and I tweaked the method a little bit, I improved it a little bit, and then the end result is what I now call higher consciousness healing.
And so this is how it is. Yeah, that's what your book is all about, too.
Yes. Yes, so then at some point I started to work with my clients, and two things happened. One was I dropped all my other methods. I've been trained in Gestalt therapy, among other therapies, and I dropped all that because higher consciousness healing was helping them so quickly and so effectively that I didn't need anything else. And the other thing is that my clients didn't stay for very long anymore. You know, after a few sessions, they would say, well, I'm sorted. Thank you very much. I can go on from here by myself, because higher consciousness healing is a self-help method, essentially. You do not need to see a practitioner. You can just learn it from my book, The 5-Minute Miracle, and it's very easy. Even children can use it, and it has been used by a number of children with great success. And then you can resolve all these problems yourself if you want to, without even seeing a practitioner or having to go to a workshop. It's very, very simple.
Well, you have so many wonderful stories in your life, and as relative to various people you've interacted with. Now, one of the things that you state in your book that I thought was very, very significant, and I'm going to quote it directly, there are very few prerequisites for using higher consciousness healing. You don't need to be spiritual or religious. It is enough if you can simply trust that there is a part of your mind that is more loving and wise than your everyday self. However, if you are religious or spiritual, you can use your beliefs to practice this method without altering anything about them. And that's one of the points in your book that I thought was especially significant, because you didn't put this into a box other than using your description of a 5-minute miracle, because it is that personal. It is your self that you're dealing with, this higher consciousness. In the kahunas of Hawaii, talked about the higher self. This has been spoken of with different descriptions, different semantics, by cultures throughout the world. And you have a strong background in Tibetan Buddhism, and this was very complimentary to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So when you use this method, you make contact with your higher consciousness. And I define the higher consciousness as the source of highest love and highest wisdom in the universe. And whatever anybody feel, how they want to define that source, they can do it in the way they want.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody follows a certain religion, then surely they would probably want to take one of the central figures of this religion, and that's their higher consciousness. But if you are more free-spirited or you are atheist, you don't have to do that at all. You can simply imagine your higher consciousness as the part of your own mind that knows all the answers to your problem. Because we all know that sometimes we have good ideas, we do what's right, we are even have a bit of wisdom. And at other times, when we are stressed and when we are struggling with problems, then we just don't have access to that part of us. And that part we want to access in higher consciousness healing. And the way we access it is through the use of symbols. Now, words, is sometimes difficult to use words to access this higher consciousness, because words are too crude or too intellectual. But symbols can bridge this gap between our everyday self that might be struggling with problems and our higher consciousness that knows already the answers. And that's where the power comes in, through these symbols. And you get your own personal symbols. Nobody is giving you these symbols. You receive those symbols yourself that will just pop up in your mind, and you can then choose, do I like this symbol that's popping up, then I take it, and then it will work, or do I not like it, then I ask for another one.
This method
is for everybody. It's not for one religion or one spirituality.
You have a very fine story about a woman by the name of Kathy. She was 32 years old. She had been sexually abused by a member of her family. This woman was really, really in a very bad space, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically, because this had been something that really, really, really had just done what some people would call irreparable damage. Tell us about Kathy and how this helped her.
Yes. So Kathy contacted me initially. She said she wanted to find a partner, and she's never, ever been happy with a man, ever, never had one positive encounter. And as we talked, then she revealed to me, it was a terrible story, that she's been sold into child prostitution by her own grandfather, and she was, of course, very, very angry about that. And she said she didn't even need the money. He just did that out of spite or out of negativity. And she was full of all these negative feelings that you can imagine somebody in that situation has. Now, then I explained to her that I believe that she can be completely cured from the from these effects of the abuse, and that the solution would be to let go of that hatred, that anger towards her grandfather. Now, of course, at first she was reluctant, and she said, well, if I would not hate him, it would be like saying it was okay what you did. And I said, no, it's not like that. When you let go the resentment, you do not condone what the other person has done. You do not get it. You just wish that this person would be happy, and if they would be happy, they would immediately completely regret what they have done, and they would be so, so regretting what they have done, but they have to live with their guilt until the end of their life. Nobody can take that guilt away. Now, we talked about that at length, as you can imagine, and in the first session, she only sent love to herself with the help of a healing symbol. And that already was a revelation. There was a sense of purity, because people who have been sexually abused, they feel impure, they feel stained, spoiled. And then she had this sense of purity that was completely new to her. And then in the next session, I did that together with her. We sent love to her grandfather. We said, you know, we wish you to be happy. And for a moment or two, she could drop that anger, that hatred that she had. And in that moment, she had a little bit of compassion. And in that compassion, she had a very clear, intuitive insight that her grandfather had been abused himself.
Oh.
And made her a little bit empathic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not like she said, everything's good. But she was free from the effects of this terrible abuse. In the beginning, for moments at a time, and then more and more. Now, this story has a very happy ending, because she then, after 2 weeks, found me and said, Tara, I have fallen in love for the first time in my life. And she She had fallen in love with a younger man, and it was sweet, it was romantic, he was a loving man. And you see, that woman never ever in her life, she was mid-30s, never had a positive encounter with a man ever. And then she had that beautiful, sweet, loving relationship. Now, that was a very happy ending.
I would say so. Now, you've dealt with so many people, and you have incorporated in your book, The 5-Minute Miracle, the factors of simplicity, which I think makes anything extremely successful. The simpler it is, the better it is. You go into correct breathing. Now, yes. A lot of people, when they hear about that, they automatically have an association with yoga. But breathing well, breathing correctly, is something that has been understood by many different spiritual practices for a long, long time. Let's go into a little bit of that. What is correct breathing? Especially when someone is wanting to go into that mind shift to link with their higher self so that they have that connection. How do you breathe?
Well, generally speaking, when people are in a negative state of mind, and particularly when they're anxious, they breathe too fast, too quick, too much.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people think, well, deep breathing, that's a good thing. No, it isn't. What you have to do to calm down is to breathe less. And the way to do that is very simple, is to focus on your out-breath. To focus on the out-breath and then go long, 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 have a gap at the out-breath. Start counting, 1, 2, 3. Then breathe in calmly, breathe out again. So that brings the breathing rate down and so that you breathe less. And it works 100%. It's a completely mechanical process. You breathe less, you calm, slow down your breathing, the anxiety goes down. You can watch it. With
mm-hmm.
every breath you take that is slow and controlled, anxiety levels go down, down, down. Now that, of course, very important because most people who are stressed, who have problems, they have also some anxiety with that, lots of fears. And so what you want to, for all that to calm down, and that's where the breathing comes in. And so that's why in higher consciousness healing, we only ever focus on the out-breath. We ignore the in-breath. We are not interested in breathing in lots and deep and all that. No, we forget about this. It's all about the out-breath. And on the out-breath, you imagine that the positive qualities from the symbol radiate through your body all around you and filling you up with the positive qualities of your higher consciousness. And now I've had people who had panic attacks all their lives, really badly, constant fear. They're all, without exception, I'm not lying, they got rid of it 2-4 weeks at the most. They become normal. They just don't have this anxiety anymore.
What a wonderful thing that would be. There are so many people that go through that. There's people that because of traumas they have experienced, it just totally transforms their lives. So this kind of a simple exercise implemented can really make a difference. Now, you have two things also in your book that I wanted to cover. One was the healing power of visualizing bubbles, and the other one was the healing power of color. I love bubbles, so I just thought we've got to cover that part of the book. What is this about bubbles, and how can people utilize that imagery? Because whenever you think of bubbles, you think of children, dipping the little wand into the bubble mixture, and they're blowing bubbles, and kids just have a great time with bubbles. So tell us about that.
When you use higher consciousness healing, you imagine the healing symbol is in your heart, because in your heart is the center of your happiness. That's where our happiness comes from. So that's where we start. And then we imagine that the light and the positive qualities of our healing symbol radiate through our body and all around us and envelop us in a nice big bubble which have firm boundaries. Now, these firm boundaries are very important because it gives us a sense of security. Now, you might think, oh, this is just a little fantasy or a little idea. What good can it do? Now, I'm telling you, it can do you an awful lot of good. If you visualize yourself in a nice bubble with firm boundaries, your sense of inner security just becomes very strong, because with these images, we reach deep into our unconscious mind. We give our unconscious mind a message that it understands. And so it feels safe in that bubble. And most importantly, we just stop also to get entangled with lots of other people. So one thing is we stop allowing other people to dominate us. Now, most people who come to therapy have problems with being dominated and feeling victimized. Now, they just stopped. They start being able to assert themselves, to keep people out of their personal space. Now, it also stops people to dominate others, to become too overbearing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most people who come to therapy are more on the side of being too submissive, too subservient in relationships. Now, with that bubble, that stops. And I've seen this so often, particularly with, you know, women who are married to overbearing husbands or even abusive husbands. They become able to assert themselves. And that's just wonderful to see. And that's what the bubble does. It keeps everybody in their space. Yourself in your own space and other people in their space. And so all that mixing up that causes the problem in a relationship, that stops. And that's a good thing.
Before we get into a little more discussion about the healing symbol, you talk about exploring one's life path. And your statement in your book is, what we are doing is not the most important factor. What counts is our motivation for doing it, intention. I think that it's very hard, generally, to be mindfully present with that kind of thinking, but it's very empowering. And a lot of people would say, I haven't got a clue about my life path. I just,
yes.
I, you know, I'm here right now. Economy's bad. I've lost my job. I just want to have something to do so I can bring an income. They're scared. Let's address that life path positioning, because I think it's so important. There are so many venues that one can choose from, but often we get so frightened we're afraid to even look at our options. What would you recommend, Tara?
Yes, so, you know, we all need a sense of purpose in life. If you wake up in the morning and you lie in bed and you think, I don't know what this life is all about, now you're bound to be depressed, more or less. And if you have this sense of, I know what my life is all about, this is what I have to do, now then it's easier to tackle whatever there is, you know, problems or good things. You have a sense of direction.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many people struggle and say, I don't have a sense of direction. What am I meant to do? Now, the 5-minute miracle can't tell you what you have to do, but it gives you this general direction of saying, no matter what you're doing, if you use your work, your family situation, your relationship, in order to develop more of the qualities of your higher consciousness, which are love and wisdom, then you can use whatever life throws at you, whatever circumstance you're in, you can use that to fulfill your potential. And the idea of the life path is that it goes up the mountain, and on top of the mountain is your higher consciousness, and that's your goal. Now, this idea implies that it's not always easy to go up your life path, because it's, you know, up the hill.
Sure.
And there might be rocks in the way, and there might be streams in the way. But our task is to overcome these obstacles and to keep moving. And once we do that, we are happy. Even if it's hard, even if there are obstacles, if we move up this mountain, then we feel fulfilled, we have a sense of purpose, and we think, this all makes sense to me. And all that is covered, again, in symbolic language. So we don't need to put this all into words, because it's quite hard to say in words, writing it out, this is the vocation of my life. Not everybody can do that. But with the imagery of the life path, of seeing yourself walking up that mountain, it makes sense in a symbolic way. And you can then also see if you have a big obstacle, how it gradually becomes smaller. There might be like a big rock in the way in your inner imagery. And the next time you check in and you see what's happening on my life path, this big rock might have been diminished into small pebbles. Now that's only a small obstacle, so you can walk, step over these small pebbles. And so it helps people to master their problems and not to despair by having this imagery guiding them and say, look, it's improving week by week. I can see my life path more clearly and I'm moving in the right direction, and that's a good thing.
I agree. Now, you have in your book information on how people can determine what their healing symbol might be. You have the very simple exercise in it, and there's no limit as to what that might express itself, how it might express itself to someone. And you make a point that when someone observes a symbol, and if it doesn't feel good, they shouldn't accept it. They should just really wait until they perceive the one that it, and this isn't something that takes hours. This is something that often can just take a minute. And you talk about the importance of bright color, in that following colors don't work for healing symbols. Black, beige, all dark colors, brown, gray, and all pastel colors, which I thought was quite interesting. But you want a good, strong color that is going to be associated with your symbol. And you go into how to work with that healing symbol. You give stories here that I think are absolutely wonderful about individuals and the experiences that they went through. And then you have a wonderful section in your book about how to stop negative talk, the self-talk that so often we dish out to ourselves, and how to get feedback on what we're doing. And it's amazing. You have this book. It's not a big, big book, but holy Moses, you've got a lot of good information packed into this. You did such an efficient job of conveying your wisdom and information to enable people to have a 5-minute miracle. This is wonderful. I just think that this is something that could be tucked into a briefcase, and it's something that's meant to be read more than once, and if you wanted to read it before you went to bed to help you get into the rhythm of this so that you could work with whatever might be causing you a lot of stress and anxiety. My goodness, what a transformation your book, The 5-Minute Miracle, can make in the lives of individuals. I think, Tara, you've done an incredibly positive job with this.
Oh, thank you, Donna. That's very kind of you. I've worked since 13 years with this method, with hundreds and hundreds of case studies. And over that period of time, I improved the method and I, you know, enhanced it. And so I got very, good knowledge about it. And that's how I was able to, envision all the questions that people might ask about this method. And that's how I kind of try to write it all down, taking it into account, all the things that my clients used to ask me. So that's how it happens to be quite practical. And I've covered so many areas of problems in all these years that I was also able to, cover quite a few areas in the book. And I do hope it does help a lot of people. It's really a very, very strong wish of mine, because it's not enough that I can use it for my clients. I really would like a bigger audience to benefit from this, because you can simply learn that from the book. It is a very, very easy method. Lots of children have used it. And that's really very nice to see children using it and getting over their little problems, because for them, they're not little. They're big problems for children. And to see even they can do it.
I think it's marvelous. And there's no what do I want to say? There's no label on this. It belongs to everyone. Now, Tara, I know we're just about out of time here. And again, you're in England. And for those of you listening, we're going to get her website. Tara, what is your website that people can go to for more information?
It's taraspringett.com.
Taraspringett.com. And Springett, Tara is spelled T like Tom, A-R-A. Springett is S like Sam, P-R-I-N-G-E, T like Tom, T like Tom. Tara, I am so grateful for your being available at this late hour in England. Rest well. Have a wonderful evening, what's left of it, and I'm so delighted you were able to join us here on the Donna Sebo Show. Thank you for being my guest.
And thank you, Donna.
Tara Springett, T-A-R-A-S-P-R-I-N-G-E-T-T. Put three W's in front of that, and you can find her website, taraspringett.com. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't forget, that book is The 5-Minute Miracle. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Telephone lines are now open. Here is our worldwide telephone number. If you would like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here is our toll-free worldwide number of 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. 9756. Now, all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, just relax and let me tell you what I perceive. Of course, I always like to know where you're calling from. And then when I'm finished giving you information, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. Now, very soon, I'm going to have information on 2 major programs that I'm going to be on. I'm going to be next week on a 2-hour show with a gentleman out of California, and it's going to be from 10 until midnight. I'm going to be getting all the information from him. And then on the 27th of this month, I've got another show
that I am going to be doing, and I'm going to get all the details on that as well. So as soon as I get that in place, then I will be giving you the information. Also, an event that's going to be coming up, and I'm just tossing this out because I was just talking about it with someone earlier today, I'm going to be doing I'm going to be appearing at the Seattle Women's Show. I will have a booth there as I have for these many years. And I'm also going to be speaking, and part of what I'm going to be doing this year is on the Friday, which is the last weekend in March. So the last Friday in March, I am going to be bringing about 6 women from all different areas of industry, medical profession, you name it, and we're going to be having them presenting information, and it is going to be just marvelous. So I want you to know that that is going to be upcoming. I'll have more details. It's going to be in my upcoming newsletters, and all of this is being finalized and pulled together. It's just amazing how things evolve sometimes when you may not have anything on your calendar, and then all of a sudden the whole calendar is filled up, and you go, how did that happen? It's absolutely incredible. And for those of you in Alaska, it looks like I'm going to try to get up there in March. So there's just things that are popping up all over the place, and of course the show goes on, as always, during the week. But I wanted to give you a heads up also in that if you have a paranormal story, it could be out of body, it could be regarding telepathy, telekinesis, whatever has been your true life experience, and you would like to submit it. I'm putting material together for a book, and it's going to take me about a year to do this, and there will be a publisher for this. So I want you to know that I am accepting stories from people, and I am aiming for 100. So if you have a story that you would like to see shared with other people, then I'd like for you to send your story via email to Donna@DelphiInternational.com, or you could send it via snail mail, and that would be to the Donna Sebo Show at Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. And the reason I'm putting it out there, and I know we've got a caller on the line, but the reason I'm putting out the request is because in doing this book, I'll have my stories that I'll be sharing, but I feel it's so important for people who would pick up the book to realize that they're not alone and that they should not be afraid of their intuitive psychic experiences, because it's something that needs to be looked at with understanding. And it can open a whole new world for them if they know other people have gone through the same thing. So again, if you have a story about the paranormal, please do get in touch with me. And of course, I need your contact information, because we may have to have you, the publishing house may want you to sign a release form. So anyway, Donna Sebo here. Let's show you how it's done on the Donna Sebo Show. First name or initial caller. And where are you calling from?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir, I am.
Javi, I'm calling from Santa Barbara.
Oh, one of the most beautiful communities in California. Oh, Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder if that place is ever going to change very much. I haven't been in Santa Barbara for a few years, but I know that other than the freeway that they put through there, it just seems like it's in a mode of timelessness, and there's just something so magical and special about Santa Barbara. It's just an incredible place.
Yeah, I love it.
I can see why. Do they still have the art show down on the seafront?
The art show? I'm not sure, actually.
Because they used to have every weekend, all of the artists in the area, artists from outside the area, would come in and the art would be displayed all along the ocean sidewalk front. And it was just gorgeous. My husband and I years ago, it was just great because you could see all of this phenomenal talent that was right there local, and it was just a joy to experience it. So if you haven't seen it, check it out on a weekend, because I the last time I was there, they still had it, and it was a wonderful experience. Okay, Harvey, let's get down to business with you. Sad to tell you, I think you're going to be leaving Santa Barbara. You are going to find yourself in a very unique positioning before the end of this year, and that is you're going to have choices about relocation, and it will have to do with career opportunity. Now, I'm intrigued with you because I think you are an adventurer at heart. I think you are a person that has an incredible imagination, and often you get very, very frustrated with everyday life because you feel like it's so mundane. Now, I want you to continue your education because I think that it's going to be vitally important for you to keep your computer skills honed and also to maintain your network of connections with people who are aware of changes in technology that maybe the average person doesn't have much of a clue about. You also have a streak of the artist in you, but you really love to travel. There is this wanting to know about different cultures, different environments, different scenarios, and I'm seeing you, interestingly enough, on a trip where, and this is one of many trips that you're going to take, but this particular trip intrigues me. I'm looking at very dark gray waters, and it's stormy. It reminds me of the kind of cold that you'd experience up near the Bering Sea or in areas of Norwegian waters, you know, that type. It looks to me like winter weather, and you are with someone, and your associates, there's some camera work going on. So I don't know if there's a film being made on this. I don't know exactly what's going on, but oh boy, will you have stories to tell when you come back from the trip. I'm looking at something with kayaking, could be in New Zealand. There's a number of different places I'm seeing you going to. You need to realize it's not important for you to own a whole bunch of property, but it is important for you to have your financial freedom so that you can do the traveling and the research that you want to do. You have an insatiable curiosity, and I would want you to never, ever lose that because it will keep you young. What question would you like to ask me today?
Do you know, like, how close that trip that you saw is going to be?
You mean like up in a cold water area?
Right.
That one's a hard one for me to give you because I don't know. All I see is this picture, and I'm seeing the water, and I'm seeing the waves.
Okay.
It's winter. I mean, this is winter weather that I'm looking at, and that's rugged weather, especially out in the Bering Sea or in a place like the Bering Sea. No, I don't have a time frame. I just know it's winter.
Okay. Do you see anything about, like, my schooling in the next 6 months?
I would say pay attention to it. You're going to have to keep your nose to the working grindstone. What's your major in school?
Electrical engineering.
Good choice. Good choice. But I want you to try to find yourself a mentor because I am seeing you needing to have some real good skills. If you could find an old-timer that really understands electrical engineering. And when I say that, you need to find someone that dealt with engineering issues, let's say like back in the 50s and 60s, and maybe just recently retired, maybe works part-time. You need to hook up with some of these people that really have some bare bones background because they're going to know some tips and secrets and awareness of safety factors that many people dealing with today's issues may not be paying attention to. So you need to have some good mentors here. And if you're planning on being in a working environment where you're going to be in harsh weather conditions, try to find somebody that's dealt with those issues.
Okay.
Am I making sense?
Yes.
Good. Are you planning on being up in Alaska or in some environment where the weather is going to be bitter cold like that?
No, not really. I've been thinking about going to Peru.
Well, I'll tell you what.
That's not cold. Before,
no, that's not cold. That's nice and warm and toasty. Before I would do any of that, I would want you, unless you were going to do something, let's say, like with a Peace Corps, whatever, I would go to maybe a union hall, see where you could find some old-timers and say, look, this is what I'm doing. This is what my skill is. I really would like to have a good mentor. And I want you to be willing to go and do the grunt work. Don't be afraid to get dirty. It will benefit you in ways you could never imagine.
Okay.
Pay your dues. You're going to have plenty of traveling in your life.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome, Harvey. Thanks for calling in. How'd you learn about the show?
I don't know if you would remember. I met you in San Francisco in October 2008.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Well, that's terrific. I'm so glad you've called in.
Yeah. This is actually the first time I've listened to this show.
Wow. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Harvey. Have a great one, and success to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break. If you heard the statement, cheesy politicians, have I got a story for you. When we come back, I'll share it with you. Donna Sebo, 888-815-9756. We'll be right back.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. I know we've got a caller waiting, but I came across this information about cheesy politicians. And oh my, what do you need to say with that? Well, there was a young man. His name is Tony Landwehr. He carved his own version of John Trumbull's historic painting of the Declaration of Independence. He worked 8 hours a day on this. He was in a 40-degree cooler to get this done. He used 2,000 pounds of cheddar cheese. Oh, can you imagine sitting in a cooler and carving it? I've got a photo of this in front of me. It is amazingly good. It is just awesome. Solid cheddar cheese. And I don't know where they had it exhibited, but wherever it was, I'm sure it was a feast for the masses afterwards. 2,000 pounds worth of cheddar? Woohoo! Good image of a cheesy politician. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from? Hello, caller.
Is that me?
That's you. Hi.
Well, I've just been listening to the program, and I wasn't for sure if there was somebody else online.
Well, I hope you've been enjoying yourself.
My name is Tori, and I'm from Idaho.
Hi. Well, Tori, where are you in Idaho?
I'm in Pocatello.
Pocatello. I don't
know
that I've ever been in Pocatello. I've been in Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, and some other areas. Beautiful state. Gorgeous state.
Yeah, real
Absolutely
pretty.
Absolutely beautiful
yeah.
state. Okay, hon, let's get down to business with you. Tori, you are a natural-born administrator. And I'm seeing you organizing things, and at the same time I'm seeing you laughing, say, oh, you wouldn't believe, how can you say I'm a good administrator? You ought to see the mess I've got around me. There's different things.
Yeah.
But really, you really are. You really are a good administrator. What I think it is that you've had too many things sidetrack you through the years, and now it's time for you to buckle down and really to make an investment in yourself, in your education, and start asking yourself some questions about what is most important to you. And the reason I'm saying this is that you have an incredible career opportunity, and I'm looking at, I want to say, in about a year, year and a half, there's some kind of a certification that you're going to be able to get that is going to enable you to qualify for a positioning that others would consider a nightmare from hell. In fact, I'm seeing you going in for the interview, and the person that's interviewing you, they look so exhausted. They just look as if they don't feel they're going to ever find the right person. And as soon as you sit down and you look into the eyes of this individual, your first thought is going to be, this poor soul, I think, is in the wrong job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your intuitive factor is so good. You read people very well. And the truth is, this person will just be exhausted. And I'm seeing you asking them a question. You just seem so tired. Are you exhausted? Are you feeling all right? And all of a sudden, this person is just going to spill their feelings. They've really had a very stressful day. And the behavior, and when you sit back and you think about it, you go, gee whiz, this isn't very professional. I mean, they don't know me from Adam. Yet they're talking, and I'm seeing you having a very nice conversation with this person. And all of a sudden, you're the one that's the boss in the conversation, and this individual's going, wow, this is really cool. You're going to be asked to take this job from hell, and you're going to walk into it, and you're going to say, no wonder they are offering the salary. I just have to smile at all of this, but you're going to go into it with an enthusiasm, and you have a way of working with people in a team manner. And so many of the people that will be in this particular environment, I'm assuming it's like a small business, but everybody's nerves are on edge, and I'm seeing you within 1 month, there is a calm in this business, and you're going to have enough information where you can start implementing little tiny changes that will turn this company around within 1 year. The company's going to have a black number instead of a graph showing that they're heading towards the deep six. So you are really talented, and especially in people skills. So I want to be encouraging to you to stop playing down your skills. You're good. You are really very good with people. Your intuitive skills are superb. I just think you need to have more faith and trust in yourself, and so invest in your education. If you can get a certification in administration, if you have to go back to school, whatever it takes, go for it, because you are a person that is not only a problem solver, but you really are a leader in the true sense that has integrity. You think things through. You're not afraid to take suggestions and information from other people, and that's fabulous. I know we're getting close on time here, hon. What's your question for me?
Well, I'm just having some issues with my son at this time. Real concerned about him and our relationship and where he's heading and how to heal it. It's been crazy.
Tori, excuse me for cutting you off, hon. I'm watching the clock. I'm out of time. I know I'm not going to be able to address the question, so I'm not going to play games with you on this. We only have a few seconds. Can you call me back sometime next week?
Yes.
All right. Why don't you do that? You can call me back, and then I can address a question over the air. That fair?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, dear.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend. This is Donna Sebo. My goodness, the time went by so fast. It's amazing. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Don't ever, ever let anybody take your right of choice, of thinking, of deciding how you want to live your life away from you. Don't let any substance do it. Don't let any person do it. You're here for a purpose, and that purpose is to be the finest and the best you possibly can be. God bless. Have a fabulous weekend. Join me on Monday, and we're going to be talking about over-the-counter natural cures. This is awesome information, thrilling information, and it'll fit your pocketbook. Talk to you then. Fabulous weekend. Donna Sebo here. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.